This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's so good to see you, to know that those of you who aren't physically here are with us listening in now or later, and that we're all here to practice together mindfulness meditation. My name is Dr. Allison Pimentel, and we're here to explore each week some part of this practice of meditation, mindfulness, mindful awareness, the practice of paying attention to the moments of our lives as they unfold, and paying attention in some specific ways on purpose to this moment right now, not the one that came before or the one that will come next, but this one that's right here, the only one we're promised. And finally, with an attitude of care, kindness, friendliness, openness, willingness to be with what is, to be with things as they are, as opposed to wrestling with reality, wrestling with the truth of how things are. I mean, we're just developing our ability to relate to the moments of our lives with a lot of clear seeing. That's not to say that we like all the moments. There are moments that are unpleasant, that are outrageous, that are painful, that are unfair, unjust, violent, you know, all of the things. But when we begin to relate to the moments as they are, we can respond wisely. We can respond with compassion and care and wisdom. So that's what our project is together today. Who's here for the first time? Please raise your hand. Lots of newcomers. I saw a lot of new faces. So welcome. So happy to have you here. You're here for the first time. Is that anybody meditating for the first time? Okay, a few of you. Wonderful. So I'll share a little bit first, a few more reflections and comments about the practice we'll do together today, and then I'll guide you in a practice of about 20, 25 minutes. And then I'll be available to answer questions or just say hello, chat. And as I mentioned earlier, one of the capacities that we cultivate in mindfulness practice is loving kindness or care, a warm-hearted kind of friendliness to ourselves and to others. We don't practice just for our own well-being. We practice so that we can be well for others, for everybody whose lives we touch, and also that we can put our best foot forward. So one of the traditional ways that we cultivate feelings of loving kindness is through a practice called loving kindness meditation. Raise your hand, please, if you've practiced this kind of meditation before. Okay, many of you have. And so if you have practiced, you know that loving kindness meditation usually utilizes the silent repetition of certain phrases, actually quite ancient phrases, that are sort of strengthening the muscle of care, kindness, love, compassion. And we start directing these phrases silently to ourselves and then outward in ever-widening circles to people who have cared for us and who love us, to people we sort of feel neutral about, we don't know at all, to difficult people. And then beyond and beyond and beyond to ultimately all people everywhere. And that's a beautiful practice that we often do. It can be a standalone practice, or sometimes we do it at the end of a formal period of meditation practice. But there's another way of cultivating these same qualities that I wanted to introduce to you today and practice with you today. And it actually comes from the Taoist tradition, and it's called the inner smile meditation practice. And just, you know, saying the word smile has made me smile. When I was thinking about sharing this today, I was looking up quotes about smiling. And there are so many good ones. So one is that a smile is the shortest distance between two people. I love that. A smile is a curve that sets everything straight. Phyllis Diller said that. Mother Teresa said, peace begins with a smile. And I also found a quote by an athlete, a Canadian athlete, who said, a smile is a happiness you'll find right under your nose. So we were born with the ability to smile, and we do. It is a happiness that is found right under our nose. And I just want to just talk a little bit more before we move into the practice about the benefits of this practice. It's really sending, as opposed to using words, the repetition of words as we do in traditional loving kindness practice, this is a very nonverbal, embodied, somatic experience process of sending kindness and love to yourself and radiating it forth. So for those of you who are comfortable and are in this room, if you'd like to turn to your neighbor or somebody down the aisle and just offer a smile. If you don't want to, that's fine too. You can smile to yourself. Yeah, turn to your left, turn to your right. If you're listening in, you can smile at the screen. I'm smiling back at you. Or just smile at the awareness that there are many people in this room right now offering a beautiful smile. Thank you. Thank you. Some of you are smiling at me. I appreciate that. To one another. And just notice how you feel. I mean, smiling usually feels good. Sharing a smile feels really good. It's the shortest distance between two people. And in our practice today, we'll be turning that natural gesture to ourselves. In Taoist philosophy, the body is understood as a garden, an internal landscape to be tended to, cared for, cultivated, and smiling inwardly to each part of ourselves in turn, which is what we'll be doing, is a way to bring some harmony, some kindness, some love to this inner landscape. So what the Taoists have known for millennia, that the gentle act of smiling can dissolve tension and restore balance, boost mood, is also what modern scientific research is showing in studies that show that smiling can lower heart rate, blood pressure after stressful events. Even artificial smiling has been shown to activate neural pathways to positive emotions and to release neurotransmitters like dopamine, serotonin, and endorphins that relieve stress and even potentially alleviate pain. In polyvagal theory, which is a theory that emphasizes the role of the autonomic nervous system in how we regulate our health and our mood, in that theory, there's this finding that a smile activates the ventral vagal, which is a branch of the parasympathetic nervous system that supports feelings of safety, of ease. I mean, we don't need science to tell us this, that smiling feels good. Smiling is a way to connect. So we'll practice this inner smile meditation today. And like everything we offer here, you take what you want and leave the rest. Take what feels useful to you and leave the rest. My guidance is a suggestion. You can follow what I invite you to do or not. It's really up to you. this is a time for you to explore the inner landscape, to smile inwardly, to cultivate warmth and goodwill and good feelings within you, and then to radiate that out so that we all benefit from your good deed, from your smile. All right, so let's begin. And we can begin by bringing whatever movement into the body will make it be more comfortable. So if you want to stretch, many of you in the room are already relaxing back into these very comfortable seats. If you're at home or here with us now, just find an easeful position in the body as best you can. And why don't we just begin by taking a few deep breaths together, inhaling and exhaling. Again, just breathing in and letting it go. And one more time, filling the body with breath on the inhale and releasing it completely on the exhale. And now just allowing your breath to flow in its natural rhythm. No need to control the breath in any way or change it. Your eyes can be open, softly gazing down, or closed. And I'll offer you a quote by Thich Nhat Hanh, who says, "Sometimes your joy is the source of your smile, but sometimes your smile is the source of your joy." And as you sit here, see if you can really feel into the support that's around you, the support of the earth underneath your feet. The earth that supports all life. The support of the chair or the cushion or the floor, wherever you may be sitting. The support of the furniture beneath you. See if you can release yourself fully into this support while staying uplifted at the same time. You can ask yourself in this moment, is there anything I could do that could make me just 10% more comfortable? And if the answer is yes, please do that. And now I invite you to call to mind something that's made you smile recently. Could be something really simple. I smiled today when I saw monarch butterflies in the garden. And just feeling what it feels like to smile. Just bringing the faintest smile to your lips, not forced. Could even be just the suggestion of a smile, turning that frown upside down. And just feel what it feels like to have a smile on your face. How this small act changes your facial muscles, your eyes, maybe even the flow of your breath. See if you can connect to the warmth of this smile on your face. and direct that warmth up, up into the space behind your eyes, the center of your head, into your brain, as if you were smiling to your own mind, your own brain, the tissues, the cerebral fluids. Just smiling to your mind, as if you are an old friend, greeting it kindly. Just smiling to whatever is going on up there. If your mind is busy, restless, tired, just smiling to it with acceptance. If your mind is quiet and calm, smiling to it with acceptance. Just bringing the warmth of your smile to the mind, to the brain. Maybe even feeling like the head itself is smiling from the inside. That energy of a smile, that upliftment, that warmth. And now bringing your awareness into your chest, into the heart center. Smiling to the heart. Thich Nhat Hanh says, if you smile to the heart will smile back. You may even see or feel or sense your heart responding to the smile you're offering. Maybe it's like a flower opening in response to the smile that you're giving. Breathing into this area of the body, this heart center, letting each inhale remind you of the spaciousness that's there. And each exhale, softening and releasing any tension that may be here. Smiling to the heart, feeling how the heart might respond to this warmth. Perhaps even offering gratitude to your heart for beating without you asking it to, for containing all of your joys and all of your sorrows. Smiling. Feeling how the heart feels when it's held with a smile. And now bringing your smile to your organs. In Taoist practice, every organ is associated with a positive quality. The lungs are associated with courage, with openness. Smile to your lungs. Send a smile right into the lungs and feel your lungs responding to the smile. perhaps growing stronger, more capacious, enlivened, cared for. Feeling the smile in the lungs. And now moving to the liver which is associated with kindness, with flexibility, located in the upper right quadrant of the abdomen. Smile to your liver. Send a smile there to that part of the body that works so hard. Smiling and feeling how it feels to smile. Perhaps sensing how your liver is responding to the warmth it is receiving. And now sending your smile to your spleen and your stomach, associated with trust and groundedness. And the spleen in the upper left quadrant of the abdomen behind the stomach. And just smiling there, sending your smile there. And feeling the response of the stomach and the spleen. The cells of the body responding to the smile that you offer. And the kidneys. These kidneys representing wisdom, calm strength, located in the back body on either side of the spine, smiling, sending your smile to the kidneys. Now letting your smile spread through your whole body, from the crown of your head all the way through all of the flesh and bones and muscles and organs and tissues and liquids, right down to the soles of your feet. The whole body radiating with this energy of a smile that you are offering yourself and receiving yourself. Just imagining every single cell smiling back. Allowing yourself to rest in this inner atmosphere, this terrain of kindness. Letting your body remember what it feels like to be your own friend, a kind presence, a smiling presence with your own being, your own self, your own body. With all of your flaws and failings and injuries with all of the mistakes you've made, you can still smile at the parts of you at all parts of you. See if you can feel this smile radiating out of your body and creating a sort of field of loving kindness around you. Maybe it's palpable, maybe it's visual. And you can feel this smile, this warmth, this kindness radiating out from you into the room around you, touching whatever beings, living beings there are with you in your space, humans, animals, plants. Smiling, sending this energy of a smile outward beyond the room you're in. Just sending this essence of a smile out and out in ever-widening circles. Feeling it touching all people. This smile of yours, the curve that sets everything straight. A smile is an act of care, of love, of connection, the shortest distance between two people. And just send the energy of your smile forth. And we'll practice for the last few moments in silence. And as we prepare to move out of this period of practice, I invite you to take your smile with you, to share it, direct it inwardly and outwardly. And remember, as Thich Nhat Hanh says, sometimes your joy is the source of your smile, but sometimes your smile can be the source of your joy. When you're ready, slowly beginning to invite some movement back into the body, tipping the corners of your lips into a smile if they're not there already, and then in your own time, slowly allowing your eyes to float open. If you want to seal the practice with a smile to your neighbor or to yourself, please feel free, or to me. I always welcome smiles. And thank you so much for your practice. Thank you. If you have questions or anything, want to connect, I'll be right out front.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hemmer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.